This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. When you drive up to the Johnson Nursery Corporation in southeastern North Carolina, you're going to see a ceramic turtle perched on a fence post. Company President David Johnson put it there to remind his employees of a bit of Southern folk wisdom. The turtle didn't get up on that fence post by himself. He needed help. And so it was that with a lot of help and some good luck, Johnson Nursery has come through hurricanes, droughts, and a recession to earn Business North Carolina Magazine's award for Small Business of the Year. David Johnson joins us now on the phone to talk about how his business has survived and thrived. David Johnson, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So your company's a nursery wholesaler. What does that mean? Who are your customers?
Our customers are primarily independent garden centers, landscapers, and there's also a segment called re-wholesalers who will buy the product and then sell it in their area to local landscapers.
And what kind of products do you grow? What kind of flowers and plants do you grow?
The list is 1,000 plants, and it's there's not trees, but we have perennials, annuals, woody shrubs, some tropicals, ground covers, crepe myrtles, long list.
All right, and you've got about 90-some employees, right?
It varies with the season. At peak season, we will be 90, sometimes more. Currently, there's only about 40 of us.
And when you're the wholesaler, so you're selling to retailers who are selling, the retailers mostly selling to homeowners and maybe some businesses? Are these kind of landscape plants and shrubs, that kind of thing?
Yes, that's correct. So they're selling to most of the retailers will sell direct to homeowners.
So I guess fashion matters a lot. What it is that is popular that year is kind of critical to you as a wholesaler, right?
You're exactly right, and that was a hard lesson to learn, but I think we are in some ways in the fashion industry.
And of course, the problem is if you're wrong with fashion, you could probably wait 10 years and keep that stuff on the racks, and it might come back into style. You don't have that kind of time. So what was it like for you getting into this business? Did you have a lot of the wrong color plants when you started out? Because you got to know a year ahead of time what people are going to like.
When we started, it was 1981 when we started, and I don't think we could have made many wrong decisions then. The market was so strong. And we, at that time, we were primarily what you would call us a green shrub nursery. We grew a lot of hollies, junipers, and things that people use for foundation shrubs. Not a lot of color in the early years. And it all sold very well. We were right. In the 80s and even in the 90s. It was more of a production question, how many could you produce and what was quality, as opposed to growing the right thing.
So what got you interested in this business?
How far back do you want to go? It may go back to my grandmother and our farm. She was, I think, a horticulturist, and in her own hobby, she landscaped some areas around our farm. And then it was probably just an innate interest of mine. I used to work for a physician in Chapel Hill as his yardman. I would mow his grass and help him around his house. And he had quite a nice estate in Chapel Hill, so I enjoyed being a part of his landscape. But I think some of these things are just things that innately I had a keen interest in plants.
Your father was a heart surgeon and
cardiovascular surgeon. Yes, sir.
And I understand that you went to Duke and were at one point considering a medical career. Is that right?
Probably for just a couple of semesters. I think Duke was a great school. I don't think that I was meant to follow my father's footsteps, or at least I think it was organic chemistry that might have convinced me that maybe medical school wasn't going to be the place for me.
So it's interesting because you grew up, doing some landscaping, enjoying it. You go to school thinking perhaps you'll be a doctor. Were you harboring thoughts about opening a nursery at all in college, or when did it occur to you that you could actually make this a business?
Senior year at Duke, as a senior at Duke, I remember it very clearly. I don't know when the thought first came to me, but I went home and sat on the couch in my parents' living room and told my parents that I would like to consider opening a wholesale nursery on our farm in Willard, North Carolina. So this is after they'd invested in a not – a fairly expensive Duke education that their son was now going to resort to farming. And they were both very receptive about this idea.
They were. Did that surprise you?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. At least maybe they thought, well, at least he's got some direction. But and then it wasn't I was going to jump off and start the next day. The plan was for me to get out of Duke and then go work for a wholesale nursery. And I worked for a wonderful operation in Wilson, North Carolina called Fairview Nursery. And then from there went back to NC State and took some horticulture classes there and studied under the renowned Dr. J.C. Ralston. And that's after that point is when I started my own business.
So what's the hardest part for you, learning how to make plants grow or learning how to keep a business alive?
Well, it's different than it was then. So now we're over 30 years old, and now I really am not the one responsible for keeping the plants alive. I have some very talented and passionate people who are responsible for the daily maintenance of plants and even those decisions. So I guess at this point, my responsibility would be for the vision of the company and keeping people motivated and making them accountable. I guess if you could narrow it down, that's what I try to do.
Hence the ceramic turtle on the fence post, I suppose.
Exactly right. That actually was first, I heard of that first from my father when he was he was named president of the Southern Society of Vascular Surgeons. And at his inauguration, he quoted that Southern euphemism.
And so what are some of the things that you have to take into account? We see a nursery and we think mostly, how do they keep those things growing? But you're also responsible for finding a customer base, keeping that together, getting those plants from one place to another. In fact, at one point you had a fleet of trucks, or you did your own transportation and got out of that, did you?
I did. So there's 2 hours of answers to those questions. The trucking business is a very difficult part of what we do. We are absolutely in the trucking business. So one decision we made years ago was to not own that part of the business ourselves, but we are heavily involved in securing efficient and safe trucking to get our plants delivered. We deliver all the way up into Boston, Massachusetts, so that's not an easy drive.
Yeah, and then, of course, wholesalers, do you have a lot of customers, or do most of your plants go to a few? How does that work?
It's, what is it called, the 80-20 rule, I think. And so of our 400 customers that we know, probably the top 20% will do 80% of the business with us. So we have some really strong customers who are there almost every week and certainly throughout the year. They do a lot of business, but then we have a lot of other customers who are certainly very important to us, and so they're all very important, but it is probably the top 20% do the majority of the business with us.
That 80-20 ratio is a little bit like the survival rate in your industry, isn't it? With 20% being the survivors, I think.
I don't know if it's that bad. It was quoted in the article, and he did research that, but that doesn't sound – I think it's higher than that. I hope it is.
I think the survival rate is closer to 30%, but it's not much more than that. It's just a little over a third survive, you know, for any number of years. Weather's the other problem. What's the worst weather you've ever had to face?
Weather is a huge problem. And I'm not sure what – the hurricanes were probably the worst. And it was Fran, Floyd, and Bertha that really rattled our cage the most. Then there was a tropical storm that came after one of those hurricanes that dumped so much rain in the area. It really didn't affect us, but it was a big flood. The biggest concern I have with weather would actually be a hailstorm, because we don't have warnings for hailstorm. We may have a few hours warnings, but they can decimate our entire inventory if the storm hit at the right time and it was hard enough. And again, without the warning, we can't do much about it.
Yes, weathering financial storms is another big problem. This recession hit. You had been in the red, I understand, for several years, owing more than perhaps $1 million. Now you're comfortably in the black. How did you do it?
Not an easy answer. And I will have to say we've weathered these storms with a lot of faith. And you don't get into my business. I don't think you're in agriculture without knowing and trusting in prayer and knowing that some of these things you just can't get through on your own wisdom. But but you know, we've made some good decisions. We've adjusted inventory. We've listened to customers. We have a wonderful staff of dedicated employees who are very passionate about what they do. And all those are very important combinations into making any business successful.
So Obamacare, I know, we hear about its impact on small business. It hasn't been fully implemented yet, but what are you expecting? And what kind of impact might it have, do you think, on your business?
Well, long ago, my wife and I felt like it was our obligation to provide health insurance to our full-time employees. So we've always done that, again, to full-time employees. So I think Obamacare will have some ramifications, but I fully believe that, you know, that's part of our responsibility is to take care of our employees. So we'll do the best we can to handle all of this. What concerns me about Obamacare a little bit is that it may be less expensive to drop our coverage that we have with the insurance companies. And that concerns me. I hope that we keep the coverage we have because it is good coverage.
Now, sounds like treating people right is good business. And David, you're an example of that and a model. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Wonderful. Thank you for the honor of talking with you. I appreciate it.
David Johnson, president of Johnson Nursery Corporation in Willard, North Carolina. His company selected by Business North Carolina magazine as its Small Business of the Year. Coming up, a historian at Duke unravels a mystery that involves her own family. Stay tuned to the State of Things on North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.